Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. Last week, while attending a gathering of church leaders from many different denominations, we were discussing the topic of missions. Why were we having so much trouble with our mission work was the central question on the table. During the discussion, ethical issues were mentioned. Did they play a part in our mission work? I mused and said that one of the difficulties may be that the church today seems deathly afraid to say that something is wrong or sinful. A member of our group responded that Jesus only said to his disciples something was wrong or sinful, but that he never said this to anyone outside his inner circle. Matthew 23 immediately came to my mind, and I noted that there Jesus was speaking to scribes and Pharisees, and he called a spade a spade. He called them hypocrites, children of hell, blind guides, blind fools, whitewashed tombs, clean on the outside but full of death and corruption, serpents, murderers, and false teachers destined for hell. Another member of our group talked about how Jesus chased the money changers out of the temple. My friend sheepishly withdrew his statement, realizing he was wrong. But we live in a world that resists believing that what it is doing is wrong or damnable. Church leaders and even entire denominations flagrantly disavow biblical ethics, and they replace them with social mores. They replace the Holy Spirit with the spirit of the age. No, we are assured that God, that all-loving being, far off in the heavens somewhere, seemingly unconcerned with us, would never think that what we are doing, saying, or thinking is wrong or sinful or harmful. He's love, and love overlooks and gives in to all of our whims and inclinations. Right? Wrong. Jesus will not allow us to remove ourselves from the hook of sin by flippantly saying there is no such thing as right or wrong, truth or falsehood. It does matter if you are an atheist, agnostic, or bishop. There is truth, there is right, and that truth and right were embodied, enfleshed, you might say, in Jesus Christ. And truth matters. It has eternal significance, and God, He takes truth very seriously. In Matthew 23, Jesus demonstrated God's righteousness and justice. He will not, cannot tolerate sin. He abhors the abuse of the weak and the vulnerable. He despises the pride and the misuse of power by those in positions of authority. He condemns those who say, "Thus says the Lord," when the Lord has said no such thing. Judgment awaits those who speak God's name, yet practice, and even revel in, divinations, the accumulation of wealth, and sexual immorality. God is not to be trifled with. His promise is clear and succinct. The wages of sin is death. All who sin are condemned to suffer God's righteous judgment. But you might be thinking, well, that's fine for the scribes and the Pharisees, but I'm not that sinful. But how often do we put ourselves on Moses' seat and sit in judgment over others? Their behavior, faith, life do not measure up to ours. We pray, "Your will be done," but only as long as God's will bends itself to mine. We pray, "Forgive us our trespasses," but like to forget the next bit, as we forgive those who trespass against us. We pray, "Lead us not into temptation," and then go and do that thing we know we shouldn't do. How often, under our Christian veneer, do we deep down think, "God owes me," or "God doesn't care"? How seldom Do we take the fact seriously that I nailed Jesus to the cross through my sin and my rebellion? We take neither sin nor God's justice seriously. But here in Matthew 23, Jesus wants us to take sin and its consequences seriously. Matthew 23 closes with Jesus' lament that he often desired to draw the inhabitants of Jerusalem, including the scribes and the Pharisees, under his wing, like the mother hen with her chick. But they refused. They would rather go on their merry way to destruction than to be saved. Today, Jesus calls you to come under his wings, his outstretched arms that were once nailed to the cross. Come and see what your sin has done to him. Come and behold his amazing love for you. Come and see Jesus die your death. Come in fear and trembling and awe. Jesus' outstretched arms beckon you. Come, Jesus is here. He is here for you. But now that you have seen, heard, and experienced the astounding love of God in Jesus Christ, go out rejoicing. Go out singing. Go out telling everyone what God has done for you in Jesus. Go. Do not be afraid. For Jesus' outstretched arms will uphold you, guide you, and pick you up when you fall. Go knowing that despite your sin and your wrongdoing, you are forgiven. You are right with God. You are His beloved child in Christ. God's mercy has triumphed over God's justice. Yes, your sin is real, but God's forgiveness in Jesus Christ is even greater than your sin. That, my brothers and sisters in Christ, is the truth. Let us pray. We beseech you, most tender Father, that your most living fire may purify us, that your most clear light may illuminate us, and that your pure love would grant us happiness and security through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.